Have you been getting out to experience as much art and culture as you can at the moment, making up for last year's COVID-19 cancellations, lockdowns, restrictions, all the things that had to be put on the back burner? We're talking live music, art exhibitions, theatre, now back on the agenda.
Arts Upper Hunter is a community organisation set up to support and promote the arts in that part of our region, and it's appointed a new chairperson at what's a really important time for local arts. Ivan Skeynes is the man in question, the new chair of Arts Upper Hunter. Good morning, Ivan.
Oh, good morning, Jenny. Good morning, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us. It's a challenging time. Are you ready for this challenge?
Yes, the board is certainly ready for the challenge, and yeah, it's been a tough time for people and organisations in the creative and cultural industries, as you've already said, and that ranges right through from performance, people involved in performance, right through to museums and exhibitions that didn't open or go ahead. Like it's affected many, many people.
What can an organisation do? An organisation like yours, I should say, do at a time like this then?
Yes, well, in a sort of general sense, we build connections between organisations and people in the region, but also from the Upper Hunter to other regions like the Lower Hunter. But in a practical sense, we've had, we've put some micro grants out to encourage individuals to maybe purchase equipment or to stage an event, and we've also spent $130,000 from the New South Wales government through Create New South Wales to kickstart arts and culture in the local area.
Can this be done without those micro grants? How important is a little bit of money at this time?
Well, Dan, I guess for people involved in community organisations, it goes without saying that even a small injection of cash means a great deal, because people volunteer their time or they contribute in other ways, and sometimes they just need a little bit of support and a little bit of encouragement. And so the micro grants certainly help with that, as is the $130,000 from Restart, from Create New South Wales for Restart. It's getting workshops going. It's touring dance and drama across the area. So they mean a lot.
How important is the sustainability of your organisation then? You said there are grants and so on that come through to support you, but to put work into building up an industry and then yourself having to search for funding would be a challenging situation.
Yes, that's true, Jenny. And certainly there's pressure. There's 14 arts organisations across the state, and we're all being encouraged to look at other forms of income, whether that's working in partnership with other organisations such as local land councils, local government, local business. So there's certainly pressure on us to widen our income base. And yeah, we're up to that challenge.
What have you got planned already on the Arts Upper Hunter calendar?
Well, this coming month we've got four performances across the area. And by the way, the area is Upper Hunter Shire, Muswellbrook Shire, Singleton Shire and Dungog Shire, just so that your listeners are aware of our area.
Yeah.
And we've got four performances by the Upper Hunter Conservatorium of Music, Motown themed performances. And we've also got others, that's going across the whole area during May. And then we've got performances and other activities in Dungog by the Tantrum Youth Arts organisation, which of course is a Lower Hunter organisation.
Ivan, the political focus in New South Wales is very much on the Upper Hunter at the moment with the by-election campaign underway. Has arts been on the agenda? Have you heard from any of those candidates?
Yes, well, I've already met with the Leader of the Opposition, New South Wales Leader of the Opposition, and other representatives from the Labor Party, and I'm planning to do the same with other candidates, just to get our name out there, basically, whoever the successful candidate is. And it's important for us to publicise our work and promote our work as widely as possible, including in the political sphere.
Ivan, thank you for telling us about the organisation, and congrats on the new role.
Thank you. And well, you both know me very well from the Treasure Hunter.
Yes.
And that's been a great been a great experience. So it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Ah, thanks, Ivan. Ivan Skains, who is the new chair of Arts Upper Hunter, former Treasure Hunter contestant.